It is Dukes and Bell. We've got a series, if you've been paying attention. I said to you yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, that we missed Freddie Freeman's clutch. Some guys wanted to argue because they thought we were bringing up and reminiscing about why Freeman left. That was not the case. We were just simply saying, in these big spots, you need this, and he continues to rake. But last night, we had an incident that everybody's talking about, Mike, in the World Series. By the way, Yankees win 11-4. They avoid the sweep. We'll see what happens tonight. But this incident with Mookie Betts is a mess.
I mean, I was telling Chris, our producer, you know, before the show, it's like, what's going on in the world? I mean, like the Bartman thing in Chicago years ago, that was one thing. You know, it's a guy just trying to catch the ball, and he's elevated over a player. These two jabronis, and that's exactly what they are, jabronis. John Peter and Austin Capobianco.
Oh!
I mean, it's like, what are you guys thinking? And the idea that, like, no, when they ups, and then security comes up, no, it's the line right here. See, the stands begin here. When Mookie comes in here, it's our territory. You know, we're the home team. We're heroes. You know, we're heroes. And they're going up the aisle as they get in the gate, and the fans are going, ah, they're cheering them.
They were.
And, you know, it just drives me crazy. They think of us as a bunch of goobers down here in Atlanta, and these two nitwits right out of Central Casting, Major League Baseball tells the Yankees, you can't let these guys back in, and it looks like the Yankees are going to oblige. And there was a report out earlier that said they're going to refund their money for the next game. Are you out of your mind?
Why?
Not only do you not get to come, you don't get to come back ever. You're banned for life from Yankee Stadium. And by the way, your lucky Mookie Betts is so cool that they didn't call for the cops and get you guys nailed for assault.
Yeah, I agree.
You put hands on him.
Yeah, and again, for those who missed it, Torres has a pop-up. Mookie makes the play, and these guys are literally sitting right there on the wall. Right. And they're grabbing his hand. Mookie Betts could have broke his hand.
Imagine this guy applies pressure.
Correct.
Because remember, he's got to leap up to get in the stands. It's where the stands kind of go up in an incline on the foul line on first base. So you got, I mean, these guys, and the guy's like trying to twist the ball out of his hand, out of his glove hand. And then the other knucklehead runs in, he's got his hand on his wrist.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was Betts, man, I want him and I want him. And I go, put him in. Out the door, man, in cuffs. I mean, and you're within your right. You can't do that.
It's unacceptable. And there is no, this is the line. There's none of that. Okay, you're in a stadium as a fan. And we always talk about this. What does your ticket include, right? Everybody thinks their ticket price includes, well, I can spit on a guy. Good luck with that.
Right.
Oh, I can throw a beer on a guy. Good luck with that. We've seen those things play out and what happens. This is not included with your ticket price. So I get it. Do I want the action right in front of me, Mike? Yes. Am I yelling like crazy?
Right.
Miss that ball, Betts. You better miss. Yes. But I'm not touching these dudes. And so I'm with you. This should have been a situation where the Yankees said, not only are you done for tonight because they shouldn't be allowed in, but we'll see you guys. Oh, never.
Like, or at least a year from Copa Capobianco. We don't want to lose our season tickets. We're hoping for a short-term ban. You know, because, you know, technically we're the heroes. You know, don't forget that little kid, you know, in '96, you know, against the Orioles. You know, they consider that kid a hero. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, it's just, I know every week now, again, we saw the Texas fans, but that's not the first time we've seen guys throw debris on the field, but it just seems like it's just more of a, I don't know, a pandemic of bad behavior. Every week you and I will see some meme of somebody just beating the living snot out of somebody else in a football game. It's like, where's the civility? Where's the common sense, I guess is the question.
Well, Mike,
gone.
It's gone, but also I think, you know, as the temperature has risen across society, it's happened at these sporting events. And unfortunately, that is something that, you know, needs to calm itself down. I'll say this. I was very impressed by the Yankees last night, though. You talk about a must-win.
Got things cooking.
Yeah, not wanting to get swept.
Volpe really kind of kicked it into gear.
It was, you know, to force a game five is great. The problem is teams in this situation in the World Series forcing a game five after trailing 0-3, Mike, have not lost, right? Have not won the next game.
Right.
And you can go back to the 1970 Reds. They lost against the O's. They forced a game five. They were trailing 0-3. 1937 Giants lost to the Yankees. 1910 Cubs. The history doesn't say it bodes well for them tonight and coming back. And then Freddie again, man, homering, what is it? Oh, he's homering in all four games.
Right. And now six World Series games in a row going back to his time with us. So Freddie is dialed in. The Dodgers, you know, they had a choice. Do we want to try to keep this tight? They said, you know what, this game's getting away from us. Let's get away from our A-list closers and relievers, middle inning guys, saving them for today. You and I debated the wisdom of going with Gerrit Cole or not. Works out certainly for Aaron Boone. So he gets to use Gerrit Cole now on regular rest as opposed to short rest. And we'll see if the Yankees can make a go. Of course, everyone knows how the Red Sox turned the tables down 0-3 in the ALCS.
Yes.
Back in 04.
Not the World Series.
But as Carl said, never happened in the WS.
We'll see how that goes. Maybe this sparked them last night as far as hitting. And you know, if it did, then we'll see if they can make it two in a row and maybe take this thing back to L.A. and see where it goes. But Judge finally gets an RBI. He scored three runs, got a stolen base. Maybe he can get himself going now because they desperately need him to get going.
Yeah, and the crowd supporting him had a single to left field late in the game. But, you know, the Dodgers, I just now, it's funny. We had this discussion about Freddie. Yeah, we all know what Freddie is. He's one of the most clutch Braves to ever dress out. And kind of the legacy of what Chipper used to be. You know, Freddie did that here, and he's doing it for the Dodgers. It was just a matter of how, you know, it went down at the end. It's so funny to see all these tweets and things on social media with, oh, how did Alex Anthopoulos? He had a number. Anthopoulos had a number, and he was going to go higher. Now, here's the argument. Matt Olson has produced at a high rate. We've had an amazing year last year.
He ain't
but,
Freddie.
But he's not Freddie. He just ain't Freddie.
No. It's. I'd love to tell you that the it's, you know, on the same level.
Right.
It's not. I mean, you can be an all-star, Mike, but there are levels to this. They're just are.
You know,
and Freddie is on the verge of being a future Hall of Famer. He's been an MVP. He's won a World Series. He's about to be the MVP of the World Series. He's going to be the Hall of Famer. And I can't say that about Matt Olson, even though everybody wants to talk about 100 RBI. Sometimes these numbers add up, but they're different levels of players, man.
You're right. And I know when we get back into the numbers, it's funny how whenever we bring up Freddie Freeman, everybody on social media apparently is a tax attorney and can tell you how much money you lose living in California. But okay, I mean, okay, so yes, hypothetically, he could have stayed here for basically, for a few pennies. Look, talk to Freddie. Our only beef, I think, at the time, not speaking for you, but you could comment on it, was how do you not be dialed in with your agent to be like the babe in the woods and not know what the nature of the conversation is between the Braves and your rep?
Yeah, I mean, look.
Which basically Freddie claims.
He did. I think there's a total trust that goes into this guy or lady, whomever is representing you, has my best interest. And I trust them to have these conversations and then come back to me and say, hey, this is where we are.
Right.
And I don't know if that ever took place or if it didn't, but I will tell you guys this. Dansby had the same agent as Freddie. He got $180 million with the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
He got more money than he would have gotten here. I don't know if that is ultimately what really happened or not, but you know what? He trusted him, and it played out the way it did. We're happy for Freddie. This is not about him coming back or any of that.
Right.
We're just simply laying out that you look at his performance in this World Series. And by the way, he's not 100%. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, you want to see in a Braves uniform with him.
You tough it out with that ankle injury, man. I mean, he's legging out infield hits.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was
that
a fielder's choice. He was safe at first. And you know the guy's in agony. He's a career 300 hitter with 343 home runs and 2,200 hits in his career. Matt Olson is a career 250 hitter and a very streaky hitter. I know everyone goes through streaks over the course of their season. But, you know, Matt Olson's get ice cold. So it is what it is. I mean, you hope that when we come back, and I don't know what Acuna is going to be and some of the other moves are going to pan out. But Freddie is one that you say, man, you missed that X factor.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've got a series, if you've been paying attention. I said to you yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, that we missed Freddie Freeman's clutch. Some guys wanted to argue because they thought we were bringing up and reminiscing about why Freeman left. That was not the case. We were just simply saying, in these big spots, you need this, and he continues to rake. But last night, we had an incident that everybody's talking about, Mike, in the World Series. By the way, Yankees win 11-4. They avoid the sweep. We'll see what happens tonight. But this incident with Mookie Betts is a mess.
I mean, I was telling Chris, our producer, you know, before the show, it's like, what's going on in the world? I mean, like the Bartman thing in Chicago years ago, that was one thing. You know, it's a guy just trying to catch the ball, and he's elevated over a player. These two jabronis, and that's exactly what they are, jabronis, John Peter and Austin Capobianco.
Oh!
I mean, it's like, what are you guys thinking? And the idea that, like, no, when they ups and then security comes up, no, it's the line right here. See, the stands begin here. When Mookie comes in here, it's our territory.
What?
You know, we're the home team. We're heroes. You know, we're heroes. And they're going up the aisle as they get in the gate, and the fans are going, ah, they're cheering them.
They were.
And, you know, it just drives me crazy. They think of us as a bunch of goobers down here in Atlanta, and these two nitwits right out of Central Casting. Major League Baseball tells the Yankees, you can't let these guys back in, and it looks like the Yankees are going to oblige. And there was a report out earlier that said they're going to refund their money for the next game. Are you out of your mind?
Why?
Not only do you not get to come back ever. You're banned for life from Yankee Stadium. And by the way, your lucky Mookie Betts is so cool that they didn't call for the cops and get you guys nailed for assault.
Yeah, I agree.
You put hands on him.
Yeah, and again, for those who missed it, Torres has a pop-up. Mookie makes the play, and these guys are literally sitting right there on the wall. And they're grabbing his hand. Mookie Betts could have broke his hand.
Imagine this guy applies pressure.
Correct.
Because remember, he's got to leap up to get in the stands. It's where the stands kind of go up in an incline on the foul line on first base. So you got, I mean, these guys, and the guy's like trying to twist the ball out of his hand, out of his glove hand. And then the other knucklehead runs in. He's got his hand on his wrist.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was Betts, man, I want him and I want him. And I go, put him in. Out the door, man, in cuffs. I mean, and you're within your right. You can't do that.
It's unacceptable. And there is no, this is the line. And there's none of that. Okay, you're in a stadium as a fan. And we always talk about this. What does your ticket include, right? Everybody thinks their ticket price includes, well, I can spit on a guy. Good luck with that.
Right.
Oh, I can throw a beer on a guy. Good luck with that. We've seen those things play out and what happens. This is not included with your ticket price. So I get it. Do I want the action right in front of me, Mike? Yes. Am I yelling like crazy?
Right.
Miss that ball, Betts. You better miss. Yes. But I'm not touching these dudes. And so I'm with you. This should have been a situation where the Yankees said, not only are you done for tonight because they shouldn't be allowed in, but we'll see you guys. Oh, never.
Like, or at least a year from Copa Capobianco. We don't want to lose our season tickets. We're hoping for a short-term ban. You know, because, you know, technically we're the heroes. You know, don't forget that little kid, you know, in '96, you know, against the Orioles. You know, they consider that kid a hero. It's just, it's like, what are you doing? I mean, it's just, I know every week. Now, again, we saw the Texas fans, but that's not the first time we've seen guys throw debris on the field. But it just seems like it's just more of a, I don't know, a pandemic of bad behavior. Every week you and I will see some meme of somebody just beating the living snot out of somebody else at a football game. It's like, where's the civility? Where's the common sense, I guess it's the question.
Well, Mike,
gone.
It's gone. But also, I think, you know, as the temperature has risen across society, it's happened at these sporting events. And unfortunately, that is something that, you know, needs to calm itself down. I'll say this. I was very impressed by the Yankees last night, though. You talk about a must-win.
Got things cooking.
Yeah, not wanting to get swept.
Volpe really kind of kicked it into gear.
It was, you know, to force a game five is great. The problem is teams in this situation in the World Series forcing a game five after trailing 0-3, Mike, have not lost, right? Have not won the next game.
Right.
And you can go back to the 1970 Reds. They lost against the O's. They forced a game five. They were trailing 0-3. 1937 Giants lost to the Yankees. 1910 Cubs. The history doesn't say it bodes well for them tonight and coming back. And then Freddie again, man, homering, what is it? He's homered in all four games.
Right, and now six World Series games in a row going back to his time with us. So Freddie is dialed in. The Dodgers, you know, they had a choice. Do we want to try to keep this tight? They said, you know what, this game's getting away from us. Let's get away from our A-list closers and relievers, middle inning guys, saving them for today. You and I debated the wisdom of going with Gerrit Cole or not. Works out certainly for Aaron Boone. So he gets to use Gerrit Cole now on regular rest as opposed to short rest. And we'll see if the Yankees can make a go. Of course, everyone knows how the Red Sox turned the tables down 0-3 in the ALCS.
Yes.
Back in 04.
Not the World Series.
But as Carl said, never happened in the WS.
We'll see how that goes. Maybe this sparked them last night as far as hitting. And you know, if it did, then we'll see if they can make it two in a row and maybe take this thing back to L.A. and see where it goes. But Judge finally gets an RBI. He scored three runs, got a stolen base. Maybe he can get himself going now because they desperately need him to get going.
Yeah, and the crowd supporting him had a single to left field late in the game. But, you know, the Dodgers, I just now, it's funny. We had this discussion about Freddie. Yeah, we all know what Freddie is. He's one of the most clutch Braves to ever dress out. And kind of the legacy of what Chipper used to be. You know, Freddie did that here, and he's doing it for the Dodgers. It was just a matter of how, you know, it went down at the end. It's so funny to see all these tweets and things on social media with, oh, how did Alex Anthopoulos? He had a number. Anthopoulos had a number, and he was going to go higher. Now, here's the argument. Matt Olson has produced at a high rate. We've had an amazing year last year.
He ain't
but,
Freddy.
But he's not Freddy. He just ain't Freddy.
No. It's. I'd love to tell you that it's, you know, on the same level.
Right.
It's not. I mean, you can be an all-star, Mike, but there are levels to this. They're just are.
You know,
and Freddy is on the verge of being a future Hall of Famer. He's been an MVP. He's won a World Series. He's about to be the MVP of the World Series. He's going to be the Hall of Famer. And I can't say that about Matt Olson, even though everybody wants to talk about 100 RBI. Sometimes these numbers add up,
right,
but they're different levels of players, man.
You're right. And I know when we get back into the numbers, it's funny how whenever we bring up Freddie Freeman, everybody on social media apparently is a tax attorney and can tell you how much money you lose living in California. But okay, I mean, okay, so yes, hypothetically, he could have stayed here for basically, for a few pennies. Look, talk to Freddie. Our only beef, I think, at the time, not speaking for you, but you could comment on it, was how do you not be dialed in with your agent to be like the babe in the woods and not know what the nature of the conversation is between the Braves and your rep?
Yeah, I mean, look.
Which basically Freddie claims.
He did. I think there's a total trust that goes into this guy or lady, whomever is representing you, has my best interest. And I trust them to have these conversations and then come back to me and say, hey, this is where we are.
Right.
And I don't know if that ever took place or if it didn't, but I will tell you guys this. Dansby had the same agent as Freddie. He got $180 million with the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
He got more money than he would have gotten here. I don't know if that is ultimately what really happened or not, but you know what? He trusted him, and it played out the way it did. We're happy for Freddie. This is not about him coming back or any of that. Right. We're just simply laying out that you look at his performance in this World Series. And by the way, he's not 100%. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, you want to see in a Braves uniform with him.
You tough it out with that ankle injury, man. I mean, he's legging out infield hits.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was a fielder's choice. He was safe at first. And you know the guy's in agony. He's a career 300 hitter with 343 home runs and 2,200 hits in his career. Matt Olson is a career 250 hitter and a very streaky hitter. I know everyone goes through streaks over the course of their season. But, Matt Olson's get ice cold. So it is what it is. I mean, you hope that when we come back, and I don't know what Acuna is going to be and some of the other moves are going to pan out. But Freddie is one that you say, man, you miss that X factor. You miss that clutch.
404-726-0929. We're live at Flowery Branch. Coming up, we'll talk about where the Falcons rank, at least right now in our minds, coming off the win against the Bucks and what other teams look like around the league. Kirk Cousins is set to join us. Guys, hit me up on social media. What time? Tune in. We have no control over what time practice is
between
over.
Approximately 3:30 and 4:15. How's that? Does that work for you?
When practice is over, he will come in here. But it could be later. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe he needs to go get iced up. I don't know.
We also have the Odyssey app. That's the sound of Rewind. So you can always do the Odyssey app. But, you know, most of you will hang with us for at least 3 hours, 4 hours, and hopefully five. But that's the window we are given by the Falcons, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, you want to hear from your quarterback, man. It don't matter. We're here till 6:30. You guys just hang out, all right? Relax.
In the meantime, we're going to entertain you, give you lots of shenanigans.
Correct. Let's talk about a banged-up Hawks team who's in Washington tonight.
Oh, God.
Dyson Daniels out tonight. Vit Krejci, 2 weeks. Bogey, 4 weeks. Kobe Bufkin, 4 weeks.
Aye.
Okay, so here's the thing. After Trey. Trey, you should be. After Trey, who's handling the ball?
Well, that's a great question, Carl. Apparently, they're going to have this deal where they're going to spin a wheel. This is only at home games, mind you. And if you played up to varsity level, you get to come out on the court. And then we'll see what you can do. They'll even have a uniform for you. They'll stitch your name on the back.
You got to win these games.
But this gets back to when you don't move. Now, Capella, if you wanted to move Capella for some other pieces, you don't have depth right now.
No.
So you don't have depth to absorb this, and you didn't improve the team aside from bringing in, you know, we like Dyson Daniels, but now Dyson Daniels is out for a game.
Yeah.
You know, with a hip flexor?
Something like that.
You know, look, I don't want to get on my rant that I get on every other day about the NBA, but it's like, man, come on, man. We haven't even started the season, and we're already losing a game that we shouldn't have lost to the Wizards, blow a 13-point lead. I mean, this is where it gets very difficult at time for the fans. This is where you need DeAndre Hunter. Where's he at?
Who?
Exactly. So this is where DeAndre, I don't mind you guys getting hurt. It's when you all get hurt at the same freaking time because it happens all the time.
It seems like it does. We'll have the game for you. Coverage starts at 6:30. Maybe Trey can get hot and not shoot 2 for 15 tonight. I said it. And maybe he can carry us. And this is a game, again, you should win. They should have won the other night.
And by the way, when everybody's hurt, Trey, take all the freaking shots.
Who cares?
You know, but that's where you've got to step up and be that guy, which we know he can be. It's not like he can't do it.
No, I agree. Listen, they got enough to win tonight. It's just unfortunate. Early in the season, here we are feeling like we were last year at the beginning of the year when everybody was hurting. And then, you know, from Double O to Dre, all these guys, Jalen, everybody got hurt.
And I'm sorry for some Hawks fans about you being too negative. No, here we are. It's not even Halloween. It's tomorrow, and it feels like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it does. Meanwhile, guys, Dogs taking on Florida. It is the cocktail party Saturday. Billy Napier, Mike, talking about the Dogs. And we got some stuff that we need to share with you because Florida's fans, the Gators, they've actually rallied and gotten behind him. And it's interesting to see how this has changed from the start of the season when they got, you know, beat up by Miami and embarrassed. But he says offensively, obviously Carson Beck talks about their offensive line. He gives a lot of love to Georgia, and I didn't expect anything less.
Right.
But he basically says, you know, their speed at the second and third levels is concerning. There's, you know, the kicking game, they're doing a really good job with all of these areas, whether it's the kicker, the punter, the snapper. And he's just giving all these props to Kirby. And I think, again, he's probably watched that Texas game and went, right, that might have been their best defensive performance.
Right.
And that may be concerning to Billy Napier with even a quarterback that he has starting for him. I don't know if Florida's going to be able to keep up and be able to stop this defense if they play up to that level again.
And by the way, we did a poll question yesterday, which is kind of interesting. We threw it out there late in the show, and it's still about 3 hours for you guys to vote on it. But the question was pretty simple. Now, again, it's not a scientific poll, so it's not all Georgia fans.
Sure.
Anybody can respond. But the question was, do you trust Carson Beck? And it's basically been running 50-50 since I dropped this. It's right now 50.5% say no, 49.5% say yes. A lot of those guys that say yes say, look, he was dialed in the Texas game. He had a bunch of drops before the interceptions came.
He did. No doubt.
But the slow Carson Beck a bum.
Again, I never said that. And then there's also the slow starts, which have also been a thing.
Florida's 4-3. They need two more wins to be bowl eligible. I don't know if they get it if they are not able to steal one of these games. Everybody just thinks, guys, and by the way, we talk about Georgia's schedule. They had the toughest schedule in college football. And they finish, okay? When you start talking about after this game, so let's just assume Georgia right. handles business. At Texas, LSU, Old Miss, ranked. You finish at Florida State. It has been the toughest schedule. They already played A&M. They lost. They played number 8 Tennessee. They lost. I mean, you start looking at this. They started the season against number 19 Miami. They lost.
Right.
So this is a hard schedule to maneuver, and that's why I think Scott Strickland, Mike, has not been willing to say he's out of here and pay him $30 million
to go away. Don't box yourself into a corner in case he puts some amazing comeback, as you just laid out, even though the odds are against it. When I was just down in Tampa, we ran into a bunch of Gator fans at the Bucks-Falcons game, and the opinions were everything from let's give it another try to get rid of him, and everybody now – but this isn't the only team. Everybody in the country is looking at Indiana and Kirk Cignetti and saying, that's the guy I want for my program, but I don't – you know. But everybody has one good season with their coach, then they throw more money at it, which makes the buyout more expensive.
Yeah,
but Cignetti's going to get a bunch of phone calls, and he certainly looks like he's got the touch.
Well, listen, there are programs, and Florida's one of them. You take that phone call because you know you can win national championships. How many national championships has Indiana been involved in?
From JMU to Indiana, this guy, I love what he said. He goes, hey, man, look at my record. I win.
It's true. Urban Meyer did the same thing. I mean, back when he was coaching and not, having girls sit on his lap.